Which temptations get to you the most? Do you believe that God understands what you're facing? Hey there, Emily Tenter here, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. If God is perfect, how is it possible for Him to relate to our temptations? That's a great question, and it's exactly what we're talking about in our devotion today. Our story today is called, God Understands the Temptation We're Facing, and it was written by Emily Acker. I wish God understood how hard this is for me, you whisper. You're trying to live right, but the temptation to do wrong is really strong. This is the hardest thing I have ever had to do. In the book of Hebrews, we are told that we serve a God who understands our weaknesses and our temptations. Jesus is a human, and He faced everything we do. As His forgiven followers, we serve a God who knows just what we are going through and just how hard it is to do what's right. We serve a God who knows that there are things all around us that are trying to pull us away from our faith and away from God's good ways. We serve a God who invites us to come close to Him, to receive the help we need to resist temptation, and grace when we mess up. We are told to get close to the one who was tempted but still did not sin. The one who loves us so much that He suffered and died to forgive our sin. The one who rose again because He is more powerful than sin and death, and He wants us to be with Him forever. Until Jesus returns to earth, there are always going to be temptations around us. But God sees us, even in those times we are tempted. He understands, and He cares. He wants to help. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." So let's talk about this. What temptations get to you the most? Do you feel like God understands what you're facing? Who are trusted Christians in your life who you can be honest with about the temptations you're facing? How can you remind each other of Jesus' love and the power He gives us to resist temptation? Do some reading in your Bible today. Check out 1 Corinthians 10:13 and Hebrews 4:13 through 16 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Thanks so much for being here for this episode of Unlocked, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you ever thought about writing for Unlocked? We have writer's guidelines on our website, unlocked.org. Check them out and craft a devotion of your own to submit. And that's it for me. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live your life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.